You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to get to your calls at 800-636-1067 right now as they come in. 800-636-1067. Are the Redskins already missing Sean McVay, or is it too early to tell? That's the question. You've seen the preseason. You've seen week one. They also have a lot of other changes that have been made. As an example, they don't have the two 1,000-yard wide receivers they had previously. Now they have Terrell Pryor, who last year broke out in Cleveland, and Josh Doctson and or Ryan Grant. One of them's been a career disappointment, and the other one can't get on the field because he's always hurt.
Yeah.
So part of their offensive struggles might be that their personnel on the outside isn't as good. They also can't run the ball. To be fair, they couldn't run the ball for much of the time Sean McVay was here either.
Totally true.
But do you think they're missing the mastermind offensive coordinator who got a job at 30 because he's so smart? That's the question. 800-636-1067. Kirk Cousins yesterday at the podium talked about McVay and the respect that he and players have for him.
I mean, Sean meant a lot to my career. I signed a jersey for him when he left, and it just said, there's a lot of people I could say this to, but certainly to him, I just said, you know, I owe you my career, and then signed it. So certainly, you know, appreciate the hard work that he gave to our team, and in as a result, you know, gave me an opportunity to be successful. And it was just a smart hire by Jay, you know, to bring him in the first place at his age. And very smart by Jay to give him the role that he gave him and the opportunities he gave him. And, you know, that's one of Jay's strengths is his ability to, I think, identify potential in people and believe in them maybe when, you know, it's not the common thought everywhere else. It's not an obvious choice. And Jay clearly made a really good decision there in bringing in Sean, and Sean proved him right.
Cousins is super loyal, and he just doesn't forget the
right
people that gave him a chance. He will always feel indebted to McVay. As I've said many times on the show, McVay advocated for him. I don't think McVay disliked Colt McCoy, but when they benched Kirk Cousins, he went to Kirk Cousins and said, dude, you're not done here. You're going to get another shot. Don't worry. I know how good you are. He remembers that. In the same way he still does the radio show with us every Monday because we offered him the opportunity to do it before he got the starting job.
Right.
Here he was with a little bit more on Sean McVay.
He was our play caller for, you know, my two best seasons in the league. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. I think it's pretty self-evident, you know, why he's had a big impact on my career. And, you know, he was also there calling plays when I was struggling and didn't give up on me and encouraged me through that process and believed in me. And I've been reading Bill Walsh's book, The Score Takes Care of Itself. And Bill says in the book that four of the most powerful words you can say as a coach to a player is I believe in you. And, you know, Sean said that to me over and over and over again, even when there weren't many other people who did. So that certainly means a lot, especially as you look back and can see, you know, where we came from there.
See, this isn't even X's and O's, but that relationship that Cousins is getting in detail on.
Yeah.
That, on a Sunday when you're looking around and you just need someone to pick you up a little bit, not having that guy, that could be a factor in your performance. I think it definitely is already becoming a note. I don't know how big of a deal it is, but I think it's a factor.
Think about what happened before Sean McVay takes over as the full-time play caller. Jay Gruden benched Kirk Cousins and made him inactive at the third quarterback. Well, Colt McCoy trotted out there and got shut out against the Rams. Never forget what happened
the year before. Even in early 2015 when Cousins was the starter and didn't get benched, when Gruden was more involved early in the season before McVay took over the full reins.
Right.
Cousins didn't perform at as high a level.
So here's why, back to the question of do the Redskins miss Sean McVay. The reason I screamed bloody murder and couldn't believe back in 2014 when the Nationals lost to the Giants. Now, they weren't going to win that series because they weren't hitting. But in the game that decided, if you guys remember, Tyler Clipper didn't pitch. Steven Strasburg didn't pitch. Drew Storen didn't pitch. It was the closer closes the game. Matt Williams, the robot. They went down without using their best. They went down without going with the thing that brought them in a desperation moment. The NFL week to week is desperation. It's field medicine, man. You're trying to find a way to get a W because there's so precious few opportunities to do this thing that we get to do. Jay Gruden at this point is not using his best. Jay Gruden, a couple different ways over, is basically saying we're better now with Terrell Pryor on the outside getting the most targets. You're not. Jordan Reed should have the most targets every week without question. If Jordan Reed can walk to the park that day, Jordan Reed should get the most targets. That is your best offensive player. He is outstanding. He is the best in the league. The fact that he's blocking on third downs already tells you there's a philosophical difference there, that he doesn't necessarily believe that that's the best way to run the offense or kind of whatever else. Sean McVay is going to go, here's where we're at our best. Kirk Cousins to Jameson Crowder, Kirk Cousins to Jordan Reed.
But I think Jay Gruden knows that too. Maybe it's not a philosophy or a paradigm thing where Jay Gruden would prefer to have Jordan Reed blocking over catching passes. He's not dumb. Maybe it's as simple as that game was developing, they couldn't hold up against the rush. So they had to keep an extra guy in. I don't think on Wednesday he would sit there and tell you, third down, our best play is Jordan Reed, who's not a good blocker, staying in and blocking. I think it's as simple as, in that particular example, Jay Gruden, you're watching your team from the sideline, you're going, we're getting crushed. We need extra bodies in there to help get the football out. Chris in D.C., you're on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Top of the morning, fellas. It's always a players' league, and the reason why we're struggling because our two best players on offense are not here. It's too many times that we've seen coaches that are terrible win Super Bowls. Like, I don't know if y'all familiar with Barry Switzer. He was an awful coach. But when you have talent, and Norv Turner was a great coach, offensive coordinator with Troy Aikman, but when Norv Turner left, I mean, Troy Aikman kept producing. Same, I hate to say it, Mr. Kubiak. I mean, he was a terrible coach, but when he went to Denver, I mean, it's always about players. If when you have a DeSean Jackson taking the top off, when you have a dependable, what's my friend's name, who's in San Francisco?
Pierre Garçon.
I mean, you had a smorgasbord. Yeah, Pierre Garçon. Yeah, of course, Crowder, I mean, you're in the bushes. So, of course, you're going to eat more because you're in the bushes. Or when you have Jordan Reed. I mean, teams are now all going to blitzes more because they don't feel we can beat them over the top or we have to prove it to them.
So it's I agree with this completely, Chris. I think it's actually a completely true point. But what I'd say is why then, and maybe your answer would be it's only one game and that's fair. Jamison Crowder was a shell of himself Sunday. Jordan Reed was a shell of himself Sunday. Kirk Cousins was a shell of himself Sunday. Rob Kelly stunk Sunday. I mean, all the players that are here, they are actually starters and are good. We're worse than they were most of the time Sean McVay was here.
I always tell everyone, okay, if Kyrie Irving's going to find this out, when you are the number one on the depth chart, the scouting report, it's different. I mean, like I had to say it, Crowder, you're number one on the depth chart, on the scouting report. Jordan Reed, you're number one. Before, you was number three or number four. Now you're number one. Teams are playing to stop you, and can you ball? And that's
a good point. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, right with you, man.
I disagree that he was not number three before because he was still number one. But to your assessment, and I agree with this, less attention can be paid to Jordan Reed if you got to worry about DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon.
Yeah, that's an intuitive point.
Now you could say, I'm not that worried about Terrell Pryor. If he gets behind us, he's going to drop it anyway. I'm not that worried about Josh Doctson. He's standing on the sideline right now.
If I'm Wade Phillips in a defensive meeting, last year's Redskins versus this one, I go, I'm going to have to live with something. I'll probably have to live with Jamison Crowder catching smokes or something, you know, a quick out or something like that. I can't live with DeSean Jackson doing one and done.
It's a good
call.
I want the cut real quick, Tommy, on Cousins talking about playing against McVay, who knows everything about him, and he feeds all of that to Wade Phillips in the defense, because that's ominous. This is a guy coaching against you that created you in a lab, so to speak.
That's right.
There's not a whole lot about Kirk Cousins' game Sean McVay does not know.
You know, Sean's going to have great schemes. He does a great job as a coach, and you need that. But when you had players like Aaron Donald and Tremaine Johnson, it definitely helps. So Aaron's, as we've all documented and talked about, you know, one of the best interior linemen, both against the run and the pass in the NFL. And he's going to be a great challenge for us. I do feel that every week when you look at the NFL schedule, you can name a player on the other side of the ball who's dominant, who's a game-changing player, and Aaron's no different. They have a couple others as well. But, you know, that's the NFL, and that's why this league is so tough and also so great, is because there's just such a challenge every single week.
Here's me crossing my fingers that Aaron Donald's holdout costs him a dominant performance this week.
Maybe he's not quite ready. Maybe he was on the couch, not working out.
Please just be 70% of yourself.
You could go hard next week, bud.
We'll take your calls if you've got them, if you want to weigh in on McVay against the Redskins, 800-636-1067. Also, the latest on Josh Doctson, who has a barking hamstring again. And does it matter to you if the Nationals catch the Dodgers? We'll get into that in a few minutes. Craig Hoffman on the Redskins at 11. Redskins Survivor next hour. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.